Guys, this is gonna be a really quick video. As you guys know, I made a video about an hour ago showing you the baklava I just made before I put it into the oven. This is how the baklava looks when it comes out of the oven. As you guys can see, it is a nice golden brown. It's not overly crisp. As you guys can see, the nuts, they're not burnt, they're nice and crisp. Now, the temperature is 350 degrees for you to do baklava, but the timing varies usually between half an hour to 35 minutes or 40 minutes. It all depends on just how you, how much of what you put into the baklava. So sometimes if you do a baklava, you can leave it in there for 50 minutes. Sometimes you can leave it in there for half an hour. But that's the art and the science right there. How do you get the baklava to be like this? Now, I sprinkled some cinnamon on top of it, guys, because cinnamon really does give it a nice kick to it. As you guys know, I use real honey and a hint of brown sugar and cinnamon. That's what you guys see up here. That's the cinnamon. Really, really smells good. As you guys can see, the corner here, obviously, that's because that's exposed. That gets burnt, but if you guys look here, this is not, the ones in the baklava are not burnt. You know, you never ever want the walnuts and the pistache, you never want the nuts to be burnt like this inside the baklava. So this is why I'm telling you guys, making a baklava is a lot harder than it might seem, because it's all going to come down to the ratio of the ingredients you put in there and then the timing in the oven. Because again, you can go anywhere from half an hour up to like 45 minutes in the oven. Now the temperature is at 350 degrees, but again, the question is 350 degrees for what? Half an hour, 35 minutes, 45 minutes, 32 minutes, you know? So this is why people like buying from me. It's because I get this down to a science. You know, I'm not an artist, I'm a scientist, you know, because I'm on the technology sector. So, you know, if it's in the oven for not long enough, then it might be soggy. If it's in the oven too long, then it becomes super crispy. And again, the nuts are gonna look like this. And again, this is exposed over here, so that's perfectly fine. This is not gonna be served to the customer. But if you guys look down here, you can actually see that the nuts inside the baklava are actually nicely done. They're not burnt or overly burnt like what we have over here. So I just wanted to show you guys that when it comes to baklava, guys, it's all gonna come down to the scientist behind it, because again, this is more of a science than an art. You know, like most baklavas I've ever had, mine honestly is the best, and I'm not saying that because I hand make it. I'm saying it because the amount of brain power I put into a baklava. I know some of you guys out there are gonna say, what the hell, what does brain power and IQ have to do with baklava? Guys, you know, you guys gotta understand, if you can like code websites like MGTOW TV, you can cook. You know, it's not that difficult. It's all a science. I mean, it's all about the right ingredient, right temperature, right time, you know. I don't know why people say, oh, being a chef is hard work and shit like that. Guys, this is actually the easiest gig I've ever had. I'm gonna venture and say being a chef is probably easier than being a DoorDash driver, you know. But then again, guys, my food in general is easy, it's quick to make. I'm lazy, as you guys know, and being lazy is actually a good thing, because being lazy allows you to rely more on brain than your hard work. So yeah, I just wanted to show you guys how baklava looks after it comes out of the oven. And like I said, guys, this is more of a science than an art. You can eat baklava from one dude, it's totally horrible. You can eat it from another dude, it's like the best thing ever. So if you guys want to try to do this baklava on your own, fill your dough obviously, and then sandwich between them is walnuts and some pistachio nuts, real honey, a light brown sugar, a zest of lemon, and then sprinkle some cinnamon on top, or you can sprinkle some cinnamon inside of the walnuts and shit like that. 350 degrees, but you have to constantly watch it, especially after half an hour in there, because again, you don't want it to be too overcooked, because you're gonna get nuts like this that are burnt, and at the same time you don't want it to be undercooked, because it's gonna be soggy and what have you. So if you guys look down here, guys, if you look at the nuts, again, the nuts that are in the baklava, that's perfect right there, guys. This is perfect. Don't worry, you know, those over roasted nuts over here, that's not gonna be served to you guys. That's gonna get thrown out at the end. But what's under the baklava, guys, yeah, that's really good, and that's the way it should be. So I'd venture to say, guys, that this is probably the best baklava I've ever made. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna talk to you later. Peace.